Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We, of course, would love to hear from you, so please give us a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You're afraid to call us, you can always email us your questions, comments, concerns, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. We have the chat room. If you're listening to the show, you can jump into the blog talk chat room and speak your clout. We normally get some interesting conversation in there where we get to conversate in the chat room, as they call it. Mm-hmm. If you're social media, you can ask to jump to the Facebook group, myself or Mr. J, he of the shiny whiskers on his eyebrows. there's whiskers on your eyebrows that just shine.
I think I just like shiny whiskers, though. I think I like that.
You like shiny whiskers?
I think that just needs to be his new name now.
That's shiny whiskers. All right. I'm going to tell him. Like, you know what?
Yeah.
Your name's Shiny Whiskers now. That's what you are. I'm going to change it on the website. Shiny Whiskers. Anyway, myself or Shiny Whiskers will add you to the Smooth Drama group if you ask to jump in on Facebook. And basically, anywhere you see Smooth Drama, ask to get in, we'll add you. We can talk a taste, follow us, whatever. We want to talk. We love to hear from you. Also, shout out to our listeners in China, the UK, Germany, Canada. Good looking out. We love the international flavor. And, of course, to the listeners here in the United States, we appreciate you also. Now, if you want to chat with us, because we chat during the show, and also, we chat 10 minutes after the show. It's like an after-show thing. If you go to the smoothdrama.com site, if you're able to get there, we have a chat room there that you can chat pretty much anytime. You can put your questions, comments, concerns in there also. Now that I've done all this advertising, we, of course, got to get down to the meat of the show, Brown Sugar. Talk about
what
the tale. Tales from the Apocalypse. So, Brown Sugar, you know, there's been protests out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lots of protests. People have been protesting police brutality, and inequalities in society. Rudy Giuliani says that the people who are talking about Black Lives Matter, they don't want their lives to matter. We don't want that. We want to take your house away from you.
Uh-huh.
So Rudy Giuliani says that the activist group wants to come and take your house away from you. They want to destroy the U.S. government, do away with our system of courts, and take your property away and give to other people. This is an orchestrated effort. He said anti-racism protests were no longer about the police killing of George Floyd. That ended a long time ago. We don't care about that. We are now trying to take people's houses.
How is that possible?
It don't have to be possible. Rudy Giuliani said.
Well, I mean, and it does have to be possible for him to say it, doesn't it?
No.
Doesn't there need to be some fact behind his statement?
No.
No?
No. Mm-mm. No, see, when you're talking out your ass, and that was Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. See, he, Giuliani, has perfected that, talking out of his ass. So when you see him, that's actually his ass. That's not his face. And he's talking out of his ass, so shit's going to come out.
I like how you did that. That was good.
Thank you. Got it.
Yeah, you came full circle with that one.
I'm always coming full. I'm trying. I'm trying to step up my game.
I like that.
Yeah, we don't care about equality. I mean, people like me who not out there committing crimes, no, I don't care about my safety. No, actually, it's been a plot with me, Brown Sugar, and some other folks. Like, we just want to walk up into people's houses and say, hey, you know what? I discovered this house. I'm going to name it Columbusville. Oh, somebody already did that. Didn't they? Okay.
All right. I mean, but you know what, though? I feel like that could, they, you know, if you do that again, then they'll understand. What argument would they have? Because then it's a tradition, right? Then you're following tradition.
Right. It's an American tradition that only counts for certain Americans. But we're not going to go there.
Oh, so you couldn't do it then?
No, I couldn't do it. Because if I show up
at
somebody's house, if I even run by somebody's house, we kind of know what happened. It's a rules in the game.
You're right.
You know, I can't even run by the house. I run by the house, it's a wrap.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I mean, I can't
dance. You are taking chances.
Yeah, it's a long list, not line. Well, I guess line too. There's a long list of things and a long line that you can speak on about what I can't do. So I'm just going to do what I can do here. And I'm going to talk about Florida. Because we segueing, right? Not that I'm on a segue. Yeah. I would totally be smooth on one if it's not moving. But I'm segueing. Florida.
Okay.
Brown Sugar's favorite state, the place
I love
that she has been dying to get back to. Just, you know, I get texts from Brown Sugar every day. Gosh, I want to get back to Florida. It's
That's
been
what
my
all
dream.
The entertainment is.
Right. So, talking about Tales from the Apocalypse. Yeah. Pizza Mambo in West Palm Beach was forced to close for a day last week following an inspection by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation because in their freezer they had an iguana. Pizza Palm.
What do you mean? Like a live iguana in the freezer or what?
It was stored in, they said it was stored in a separate freezer away from the restaurant's food. They said they trashed it after they were informed it was a violation.
So was it alive and then it died in the freezer or was it iguana meat that they were trying to pass off to serve?
Well, see, one could say that if they give it to you live and you put it in the freezer, more than likely it's going to die.
Yeah.
That's one theory, right?
Yeah.
Second.
Well, that, and that's why I'm asking, because if it's a whole iguana,
it's a whole
then you
iguana.
Can't necessarily... Yeah, like, okay, so you can't necessarily pass that off as food right away, is what I'm saying. But
well,
no, they would have taken first. Some time.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because apparently iguana is considered a delicacy by some.
Mm.
There's companies that make iguana sausages and burgers.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, also, iguanas is another one of those non-natives that's been introduced to Florida by pet owners.
Mm.
After a while, it gets too big. We got to let it go.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So you can count. So we not only have the anacondas, we have the iguanas now.
Okay.
Ecological disaster after ecological disaster in that place called Florida. And these are the things that happen during the global pandemic. Crazy stuff happens. Well, they're expounded upon. So
I was going to say, because Florida has things happen year-round regardless.
Right. But you get to shoot out some extra stuff, right? Because there's nothing like going in the freezer at work and there's a giant frozen iguana.
Yeah, I think that would probably be my last day at work.
That's your last day?
Or at least I'm taking that day off. I'm leaving on stress. I'm stressed out now because I'm afraid.
I got you. I understand that.
Yeah.
And I appreciate your honesty. I know that we ever get smooth drama in the building and we got a freezer, I won't put an iguana in there. Traumatized.
Thank you. I appreciate that. No, please don't.
All right. So, speaking of things, and I guess this is another thing that you can't do during a pandemic, tales from the apocalypse. I read an article where they were talking about public restrooms and what you need to know about using them safely amid the pandemic.
Okay, yeah, what do you need to know?
They wrote an article talking about toilets can be poorly ventilated, bathrooms are enclosed spaces, and most of them don't have windows. I'm like, I didn't know that. Oh, my God.
I was going to say, I mean, I hope we all already knew that public bathrooms are, like, probably the filthiest places ever.
Yeah.
I mean, unless they're cleaning them, you know, like they're supposed to every hour, but, you know.
Yeah, it's not happening. Because as old boy from Digital Underground said, I want that business in the Burger King bathroom.
That
was the nastiest thing that I ever heard.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like, that is like gross.
So she held on to something.
Yeah, I don't even know what to envision that doesn't make me gag.
Exactly. But the fact that they're putting this stuff out there. Well, one, let me tell you nasty bastards out there. Yes, they're loosening the restrictions. So you know what? You still need to use soap when you wash your hands. Yes. Wear your mask when you're in there. And if you got hand sanitizer, use that too. Bam.
Exactly.
Problem solved. Is that missing?
Is it? Is it though?
Okay.
Is it solved?
I think
even if masks and hand sanitizer was given out at the stores where you went to shop in, there would still be people who did not use it. Did not take them.
Oh no. There was a guy who got into a fight with security officer. He just like bust in, "I'm gonna get in here and I ain't wearing no mask. No mask, no glove, nothing. I'm getting in." There's a whole video. It was one of the funniest things I had seen, because he bust in, fell down on the face, whatnot. It's like, "I'm getting in here." They're like, "Hey, I got a mask if you want one." He's like, "Hell no, I'm just getting in here." Spitting on everything. It's just some special people out here.
Yeah, very much so. I'm always curious as to their reason why they refuse to wear one.
I'm not. And on that note, we're going to go on break. This is the Fugees. The Score.
You rocking loud, but you ain't paying enough. I'm a federal
I creep
like a thief, no doubt the man's with. I'm more magnificent than Lee Van Twist. You can't sit and got the nerve to let your man rip.
We know where to run
and start flaking like Dan. Come on, son, my CeeLo's tight. So by far, I'm the best producer on the mic.
Right.
On the right, analytical conceptions with precision and leave lyrical incision. Baby.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was the Fugees score. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, Brown Sugar.
Yeah.
There's some stuff happening. So,
surprising, you know.
Yes, there's a lawsuit. Because the apocalypse is just a gift that just keeps on giving you them gifts that you're not asking for, but they show up at your door anyway. There's a lawsuit that was filed on behalf of 40 child care centers across Ohio calling for an end to unlawful pandemic regulations. So the complaint was filed by 851 Center for Constitutional Law. It states that there have been no child deaths due to the pandemic in Ohio, apart from those caused by the policies put in place by former Department of Health Director Dr. Amy Acton and Interim Director Lance Hines and the Warren County Health District. So what they're saying, they're saying that they want the child care and day camp facilities open, even though the classroom occupancy was capped at 6 for infants and toddlers and at 9 for preschoolers and school-age children. Hmm. So they're suing for everything to be open back up. Fully. No restrictions, nothing. Let's just go for it. What you think?
I don't know what to think.
See, I'm like this. So you don't know what to think. I'm gonna further elaborate. So a lot of people watched, because we know Friday you had the Juneteenth celebrations all across the country. People everywhere, right? Some people honored it properly, or they honored it how they wanted. Some people wore their masks. Some people didn't. Saturday, we had Trump's rally in Oklahoma. Now, it wasn't exactly full.
Okay.
You know, it was kind of half empty. So, but we're going to say that it was half full. We're going to give him that. Now, and he said some stuff. He talked about, I watched a little bit of it. He talked about too many positive results. I'm stopping the test. Like, seriously, I'm stopping the test. And there was his officials. They were like, oh, he's joking. And then he comes out and said, no, I wasn't joking. I was serious. Which they're like, all right, man. Damn, you just.
Yeah, I can't. Like I just can't.
Yeah. You see, here's my thing. There's an opportunity here. There's an opportunity here, Brown Sugar. I'm gonna frame this
mm-hmm.
and see if you with me. So if the virus, as they say, is rallying like baseball in the seventh inning, you ever heard that, the seventh inning stretch, baseball?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So
I've participated in a few times.
Right. So, cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're saying, that the rally of the virus, that's what they're saying. And
is in the seventh inning stretch?
Yes, seventh inning stretch. So there's an opportunity here. What's the opportunity? If folks want the regulations relaxed, I say relax. Because it's choice. Right? That's the choice that the people who was fighting to get outside, even though they was outside, that's what they were asking for. That choice. So, brown sugar, it's an opportunity. I'm kind of sad that they got beat out this weekend, because all the kids and the young people, technologically sound young people, they just they reserved all the tickets because they didn't plan on going.
Well, that's just, you know,
yeah.
as an older person, I just thought how mean that was. Couldn't happen to a better person.
But you see,
I was like, oh, that's so mean. But then I'm like, well,
no, that backfired. So depending on what camp you're in, if that place would have been full, and if you believe that the virus is in the seventh inning stretch, put two and two together, bam. It would have been.
But I did think about that too when they said it was going to be millions of people and he had the overflow room, and I was like, oh well, that's just COVID waiting. It's just waiting at the door.
Right. So what happens is you block that. So in hindsight being 2020, I would have the impassioned plea. Hey, let them all get together. So if there is a seventh inning stretch, you know what? They made the choice. See, because that's the thing that we have here. As humans, they're like, hey, I carry my rocket launcher so that I can have choice to be in a room with thousands of people. Exposed.
I agree. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
And catch it or not.
Right. That's what we're talking about here. I'm just saying that there was an opportunity there, and there's still an opportunity. So for example, I have a conspiracy theory, Brown Sugar. You want to hear it?
Of course I do.
Okay. So here's my conspiracy theory. If the virus is sparking up everywhere Trump has a rally scheduled, is that the universe saying something?
You know, I'm the wrong person to ask. Because, straddle the fence. And I agree. You know, I do think the universe does speak to us all. But do we listen?
I'm saying.
Sure it is. If COVID is everywhere, you know, he has these staffers and these agents that are with him that are tested positive. How he isn't testing positive when he has people that close to being positive, I don't understand, but maybe it's all that drug he took beforehand. I don't know. But yeah. Yeah, I say let him have it.
Right. Well, I'm saying
let him do it.
They're like, look. So and this is where the rubber hits the road, as they say, in some places that
mm-hmm.
I probably never will be going to. If the virus is sparking up everywhere, he has a rally plan. Is that the universe saying something? It's like Color Purple. You know the part I'm talking about. There's that part where they're in the juke joint singing, but they hear the singing somewhere else. And what's that song?
Mm-hmm.
God is trying to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe. If you lean that way, it's all in how you think. Maybe that's supposed to happen. So we have empirical data that is being given to us over the next month. I mean, realistically, we've been halfway open since May.
Mm-hmm.
We're at the end of June. And
mm-hmm.
there have been plenty of rallies and protests and counter-protests, and we've seen a plethora, using my big word. It's not that big of a word, though. Plethora is only a 7-letter word. It would work in Scrabble, but
it sounds big.
Yeah,
it sounds exciting. Mm-hmm.
Lot of opportunities for COVID to just slide up in there, hang out, hey. It's thousands of y'all, hey.
Yep.
So,
this is what I like.
Right. So we'll know now. I mean, because we've seen their different situations, because they say COVID has exploded in Florida. COVID has exploded in Texas. COVID exploded in, they said, New Mexico. They say that it's exploding in Arizona, and that's
mm-hmm.
one of the places where he's going next. I'm like, so let's just see what happens.
I mean, I'm game. I'm game. I like. Can I say shits and giggles on this? Can I say shits and giggles?
You can.
I like that. Okay.
Shit and giggles.
I enjoy that. Shits
you
and
enjoy
giggles.
Shit.
Yeah.
Shit and giggles.
Yeah. Nope. When you're just with the dumb, you're with the dumb shit, and everybody's laughing, and you know, it's just a big joke.
Right.
Yeah,
I guess we'll see, because we're here in the middle of it. So, for example, now, since we're in the middle of shit and giggles, you remember when Mitch McConnell said electing Obama was our sorry for slavery, right?
Yeah, those are our reparations.
Yeah, he was serious as a heart attack. You know what? Gave y'all reparations. Y'all had Obama as president. Like, that was a gift to all black people.
Y'all must have forgot.
Where Roy Jones at when you need him? Y'all must have forgot. Anyway, so now, CEO from Chick-fil-A, Dan Cathy, he's like, you know what, Mitch McConnell, I'm going to see you, but I'm going to raise you a whole other level I can't even come up with how dumb this sounds. So, Dan Cathy participated in a roundtable discussion at Atlanta's Passion City Church alongside a Christian musician, Lecrae Moore, who is black, coincidentally. Just in case you didn't know, Lecrae Moore is black. And our homie, Pastor Louis Giglio. He has the gift of slavery. Slavery was the gift guy. And so,
yeah.
After telling the story about racism and repentance, Kathy pulled out a shoe shine brush and began to shine Moore's sneaker, explaining that the world needs to have an apologetic heart.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing says apology like a dude who says a lot of racist stuff and he busts out and shines your
shoe. As a matter of factly at that, this is how I feel and this is what it is, and that's why I'm like
and so I have to look at Lecrae Moore. Like, he had to agree to that because dude had to tell him, hey, I'm going to pull out this shoe shine box. I'm going to shine your shoes. And it's going to be real cool.
Is that similar to the washing of the feet?
You would have to take the shoes off and take the socks off. In Washington.
No, I'm just saying, is that the symbolism, though? Is that when they were washing the church leader's feet? I'm just wondering if that's the same, if it's a symbolism.
Yeah, I guess that's supposed to be a biblical analogy. Because black folks used to shine shoes, so now, hey, I'm going to shine your shoes. And look, see, we switch it. Except for...
Yeah.
I'm going to go back home to my mansion after I've done this shoe shining thing. So now y'all can, so look, black folks, you can forgive me and you can come back and pay for my vacation home by still shopping at Chick-fil-A. I shine his shoes, so I show contrition.
Of course. Here's your bone. Now be quiet. Here's your pacifier. Be quiet. It's pacifying. Isn't it supposed to pacify us? Isn't that like, see what I'm doing? No, but... What is that? If that's, I mean, it's a lot of things, actually.
So break it down.
What do you feel like, brown sugar? I feel like all of this, you've heard of cancel culture, where you just start canceling things. And I'm not saying it's not necessary, but I feel like they're doing things that we don't necessarily hold, it's not important. I mean, it is, but it's not as important as, our schools, as police brutality, as the judicial system, as our economic welfare. I mean, you shine in somebody's shoes, you taking Aunt Jemima off a box, you taking down these statues, I just feel like, and I understand, because those are things that we can do in real time. But at the same time, it's like, I was watching Channel 5 or CBS, and they're going to have the BET Awards on there. And I'm like, what? Okay. Why?
Everybody get BET. Yeah.
Why?
Because That way.
And hey, and that's what I'm saying. So it's like, we have, you know, see what we're doing? We're being more inclusive. See, we're understanding, you know, what's going, you know, we're trying to understand, like, but you already understand. You already know. You've been benefiting off of the problem for hundreds of years. So, you know, you giving us BET or the BET Awards on channel on CBS, I mean, that's not helpful. I don't care if it comes on any channel.
Is this what we doing? You just,
oh, what did I
just,
do? I'm sorry. See, you always put me in this position, and then I'm like, oh wait, was I not supposed to do this?
You're gonna be the angry black woman. Is that what we doing?
You know, and I think I am, because I haven't been angry, because I have been pacified for so long. I have accepted the scrapes and the, and whatever was at the bottom of the pot, you know, even though sometimes that's the best part, but I haven't accepted that.
All right, so we're going to explore that.
So in a way, I guess I am angry now, yeah. Right, I'll be the angry black woman,
that.
I don't mind.
All right, so we're going to explore that when we come back from break. This is Run the Jewels. Ooh la la.
Looking for ants like I left the friends. Jump out of my bed like red on red. You go hold the ass, way to bring a check. When we talk, we come at your call. Keep us in your thoughts, we need breath at the crack of dawn. Weapons heading off, I can hear them from the block. See the creeping through the floor. Keep the screening up, see the season can start. Oh my God, look alive. Looking like I live life on a crooked line. It was fine, you are maximum stupid, I am the guy. First of all, fuck the fucking law. We is fucking law. Take a pop, pushes on the half scale. Push it off, like a beat. Put your feet still up the wall. I'm a dog, I'm a dirty dog. Ha 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 ha. Oh, dirty bastard, go in your dog. Gimme, gimme, y'all. Gimme, 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 go and gimme, gimme, y'all. Fusing lines in my linguistic, cause they rule the damage, y'all. And I rap it, wanna rap it, keep that up the camera. This ain't a something. One mother is a dump and a point and click at your pocket. Looks up in his trunk, so put your kids in the open. Fuck the king of playing and all of them all subject. I pour the penis out and I feel so they choose the bucket. People, we the pirates, the pirates, it's way for up. No matter what the order, my fucker, we want to stuff with. I used to love proof, but nigga might be the loca. Help me understand, I'm probably more of a joke. When we up to E&K, I just know that we be the style. Cannibals on this island, and they run the asylum.
Together, you guys, drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F. The N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Run the Jewels. Ooh la la. 347 826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435.
All right. So,
I was talking to you before we started the show, it's like there's so much going on right now. You can miss 1,000 things. You know, I like to dig into the details. So, yeah, I guess I just go into the Groundhog Day because there's so many details to dig into.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no!
So, man. All right, there was a satanic neo-Nazi cult stage massacre.
Oh.
Yeah, it was supposed to happen. It was a mm-hmm. soldier. He was going to ambush his unit. He wanted to die. He said, "I would have died successfully." He was leaking sensitive information about his unit to a satanic neo-Nazi cult as part of a plot to launch a mass casualty attack intended to cause the death of as many of his fellow service members as possible. He shared details about his unit's location, movements, and security with members of the Order of Nine Angles, or O9A. They're based in the UK, and they're an occult-based, neo-Nazi, and racially motivated violent extremist group.
Okay.
He was giving them that information so that jihadist terrorists would get that information through them so that him and his unit could be slaughtered because he wanted to murderous ambush. And he says that he was motivated by racism and hatred as he attempted to carry out this ultimate act of betrayal. And so he was caught, charged with conspiring and attempting to murder U.S. nationals, conspiring and attempting to murder military service members, providing and attempting to provide material support to terrorists, and conspiring to murder and maim in a foreign country. What does this have to do with Groundhog Day, Brown Sugar? Shall I say it?
What does it have to do with a Groundhog Day? That it's just the same nonsense over and over again?
That,
no?
Because Malcolm X, because I always say Malcolm X, because he said this stuff, the chicken's coming home to roost. So when you allow this idiocy to
mm-hmm.
fester, this is what you get. A dude who is so steeped in foolishness, just evil, you say it, that he will get his own unit killed just for
himself.
Right, that's what I said, his unit. Yeah, he's willing to die for his cause. Like, you know what? We just need to kill as many people as possible because, hey, this is what I need to do, sacrifices for my Lord and Savior, Satan. Yeah. Now, this didn't get a lot of publicity on the news. Nobody's talking about it because it's always said that these are individuals. This is not a connected group. This is an act perpetrated by an individual. There is no organizational structure. How many times have we heard that? Heard that a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
But for some reason, he's got a whole group that talks to another group. Enemies of the state. See, because, you know, once again, that whole, it's like weird, Brown Sugar. So the enemies of the United States, you know, supposedly we was in the war with the Nazis, but we allow people to be Nazis in the United States. That is one of the weirdest things. That, because I don't think there's any other nation that would allow the enemies, clear enemies that we've had war against of the state, they would allow them to even exist. Like, but they say, oh, that's the greatness of America. You can have people.
Yeah,
they can
say,
have
home of the free, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's the greatness right there. You could want to murder half the citizens. You could represent some people who were traitors to the country.
Yeah,
no,
it's free country.
Yeah.
It's
free. But you're betraying the flag by kneeling. Gotcha.
You can't do that.
No. But you
That's
can,
not devil worship.
Yeah. You can do this though. So, for example, Bubba Wallace is the brother in NASCAR.
Mm-hmm.
FBI came into the investigation because they found a noose in his garage. Apparently, it wasn't just put in there. The noose had been there since October. And so... Yeah, since somebody put the noose in his garage in October, he's not a target of a hate crime. Because I guess October was...
What was the cutoff
month.
Date?
Yeah, that's the month before hate.
Wow.
The month before hate. So now, if you've done it in June, October is the no hate month.
Or is it too late to report a hate crime?
No. It's the no hate month. You ain't get that memo? It was an email was sent to you
in
September. And it said, in October, there's no hate. Anything that happens hateful in October don't count.
Oh, okay. I must have missed that one. I don't always open all my email, so.
Gotta read your emails, Brown Sugar.
Yeah, I know.
So.
See, that was an important one.
Yeah, they said that in a statement that the video evidence shows the noose found in the garage assigned to NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace had been there as far back as October 2019. And so they came to the conclusion that he was not the victim of a hate crime.
Well, how did they know that? They dated it?
Yeah. The dust on the noose
is
dust from October.
October
dust.
It was thick. It was October dust. Okay.
October
thick
dust.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, that October dust is a little different.
Right. Exactly. So now you think about it. Yeah, for a black man, a noose in my garage is not that big a deal for months. It's not that big a deal. He didn't discover it, by the way. It was the people in his camp. They discovered it.
So they could have just actually pulled it out of their pocket. Somebody could have had it in their pocket and been like, look what we found.
Well,
oh no,
the fact,
Black Lives
so if he hadn't seen it, and it's been in there since October, I got to fire everybody. Everybody's fired. Like, hold on.
Yeah.
In my garage? Are you serious?
And nobody noticed it?
Oh, they knew. Because they said it had been there since October. So they're like, see, Bubba. It had been there, but we didn't pay it no mind. Because, you know, it's just a noose.
We didn't think it was that important.
No, it's not that big a deal. Like, some people see nooses, some people don't see nooses. Like, hey, whatever. So, yeah. In the meantime, on the side note, there's a petition over, I think it's over 200,000 K have signed a petition for the KKK to be listed as a hate group. I mean, you would think, since they got like bodies on their actual ledger, they'd be a hate group. But I don't know. Maybe it hasn't gotten around to everybody. You know, it's weird. You know these polls. Do you ever get an email link to any of these polls?
No.
When you check your email?
I think that you have to, like, leave your information, like, when you, like, for political things, which I never do.
Well, I'm just saying, because I'm interested in these results. They have these Gallup polls, but you never know anybody who has taken any of these polls.
No,
ever.
I don't personally know anyone though.
Right, and I'm like, I'd like to get one. Like, you know what? Shoot me an email link. I'll answer the poll.
Yeah, I'd like to.
And I just write shit and giggles on everything. It's like, what? Who you vote for president? Shit and giggles. That's my ticket.
Yeah, because I don't know, how do you become part of those polls?
I don't know. It's like,
I don't think they're looking for people like us anyway, though.
Well, no, it's like the Electoral College. I don't know anybody that's ever been there. I don't know no alumni for the Electoral College. I don't know anybody who knows anybody that's related.
Can we know
anybody.
Who they are? Are we supposed to know who they are?
Well, you would think if it's a college, there would be some alumni. You would think.
True, but I always thought we were just, I thought it was a secret, like a, you know, a Mason thing. A secret society.
Well, I mean, I guess. It would be nice to.
It would be.
To know who are the alumni for the Electoral College. Why you do what you do. It'd be interesting. I know there's an amendment to get rid of the Electoral College. I actually signed
it. I think we should. Oh, good.
Yeah.
We should.
Yeah. It's not going to pass ever, but it's a thought that counts. And on that note, for Ms. Brown Sugar, I am Mr. F the N-Word, and this is another Smooth Drive production. So if you're listening live, you want to keep conversing with us, you can jump onto the Smooth Drama site, smoothdrama.com, and me and Brown Sugar will be there to talk to you. In the meantime, in between time, we out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you've got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.